Brian Ford joins us from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning business news analysis. Brian, you were telling me that as if the volatile ups and downs of the stock market last week were not enough, a virtual roller coaster, if you will, you took your family out for a real roller coaster ride. You must be more than a bit queasy this morning. What's your take on the market gyrations?
Clearly, the U.S. debt downgrade by S&P was a major factor, but it appeared investors were reacting more to the European banking crisis, which included some pretty dark rumors of French banks going under last week, which proved to be false, and also the possibility of U.S. falling into recession again. It was such a topsy-turvy week that the mood swings were just as up and down. But interestingly, Wayne, at the end of the week, many analysts were putting out reports proclaiming how cheap stocks were and how it was a buying opportunity. Now, do we consider that an all-clear signal to jump back in the water? Well, I'm not so sure about that, but this is an interesting fact. The stocks that make up the S&P 500 now pay a higher dividend than the yield on the 10-year U.S. government bond, which is only 2.26%. How about that?
Well, what is the chance of a replay of 2008, in other words, a double-dip recession?
Now, I think that's a really good question. That is the one that's on everyone's mind right now, is basically, are we heading back to the same series of events that led to the financial crisis of 2008? Well, certainly, Wayne, I think there's an open debate about this topic. I mean, many learned professional analysts on both sides are lining up their reasons. While there are some similarities in the recent market action, for example, sharp drops in stock prices in a short period of time, big swings up and down in the middle of the day, banks under pressure, and we believe there are many differences, and I'm just going to lay out a few of them. Number one, banks are in much better shape today. Believe it or not, they have more cash, they have less leverage, they have improving credit quality, which is a big difference because in 2007, 2008, it was just rapidly declining. Number two, corporations are doing better also. All different types of industries, not just banks, but all different types of companies have stronger balance sheets and growing dividends. Here's a factoid for you, Wayne. 76% of the S&P 500 companies that just reported their earnings in the last several weeks beat their estimates for that period. That's a big deal. Third is that oil prices are heading down and are much lower than the $140 a barrel that we were in summer 2008. This is a very big deal because gas, we all know, acts like a tax on all consumers every day at the pump. So falling oil prices help. Also in 2008, stocks and bonds of corporations dropped at the same time. Now, these days, the bonds of blue chip companies are holding fine, which tells us that the bond market views the problem as governments in both U.S. and Europe. Lastly, inventory levels are much lower now, which means businesses don't have a lot of product to fire sale at discount prices, and they don't have to shut down production facilities. Now, the bottom line, Wayne, is that we do not think this is a replay of 2008. Could the market go lower? Yes, but valuations are showing that many companies already are trading below what's called their book value.
There's news that Japan is recovering from the disasters that struck that country earlier this year and had a global impact. Now, that should be good news around the world, including here in the U.S., right?
I think that's right. Japan is doing better than expected. Of course, we all know the devastation wrought by the hurricane, tsunami, and subsequent nuclear meltdown in March. It was bad. It appeared that whole towns were completely leveled. Their inability to get factories up and running with just basic electricity has caused big disruptions in the manufacturing of cars and many technological items. And now comes news that their most recent quarter was better than economists had thought. Now, Japan's GDP was still down 0.3% for the quarter, but it shows momentum in the right direction. So far, the country's intervention into currency markets has helped. The recovery does come with a potential problem as a rapidly rising yen may crimp the exports that Japan so desperately needs. In addition, Japanese businesses and their partners need a prosperous Europe to buy their goods, and we all know that the ongoing debt crisis in Europe, that may hinder Japan's comeback somewhat.
We have just about a minute to go, and let me ask you about what's ahead, looking forward, and any parting words you may have for us.
Sure. Well, this week, there's a big meeting tomorrow, Wayne. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel and France's President Nicolas Sarkozy are going to meet to discuss the European debt situation. We're going to be watching that one very closely. We're getting some more reports on the housing market and the health, or not so much health, of it here in the U.S. Earnings continue with Hewlett-Packard and Walmart coming up. But it is interesting to note that over the past couple of weeks, the best investments thus far, Wayne, are the treasury bonds that the S&P downgraded just a week or so ago, as well as cash and gold. The other things that held up fairly well the last couple of weeks, and when I say held up pretty well, I mean only down 4 or 5%, utilities, telecom, and consumer staples.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope it won't be quite as volatile a week, at least.
We'll be here with our hard hats on, Wayne.
Okay, Brian Ford, thanks a lot.